Hello, we are the Ideal Spaces Foundation. We are concerned with space and community. And today we want to introduce you together with Alan Siegel, who is our co-host, for a podcast with Wendy Brown. I'm Ulrich Gehmann, the director of the Ideal Spaces Foundation.
And hello, I'm Alan Siegel, and I would just like to introduce Wendy Brown. Wendy Brown is a philosopher, political theorist, and social critic. She is the UPS Foundation Professor at the School of Social Science at the Institute for Advanced Studies at Princeton University. She has also She was also part of the core faculty and member of the Program for Critical Theory at the University of California in Berkeley. She is the author of numerous articles and essays, and in particular in relationship to the theme of this symposium, she is the author of Undoing the Demos, Neoliberalism Stealth Revolution, and also In the Ruins of Neoliberalism, the Rise of Anti-Democratic Politics in the West. We'd like to welcome Wendy and look forward to your comments. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so Homo economicus, what does that mean exactly for you?
Well, let's start technically. It simply means economic man. And when we say homo politicus or homo economicus in the world of social or political or economic theory, we're usually referring to an understanding of how we behave. So if I say what neoliberalism has done is reduce us to homo economicus, I'm saying that it's reduced us to economic actors. We're only actors who think and act through an economic rationality. So it's really just a way of describing an understanding of how we act, what our compass points are, what our rationalization processes are, our calculations are. And one of the arguments I make in a 2015 book, Undoing the Demos, is that in part, what neoliberalism does is reduce us to homo economicus, people who just act as economic actors in every domain of life. And that this was part of the aspiration of the neoliberal revolution.
So that sort of implies that there is something like a neoliberalism reason.
Yes.
Neoliberalism reasoning. And how would you describe that?
At its simplest, I would say that the order of neoliberal reason is one in which free economic actors pursue the enhancement of their value, whether as assets or as bits of human capital or as investors in an economic fashion. So it sounds tautological, but I think we need to grasp that neoliberal reason is a field of reason, a way of organizing us in our minds, in our actions, in our behavior, in our social conduct, according to an understanding in which we are just acting to enhance our value, our competitive positioning, or our portfolio value at every turn.
So,
and just to give a sense of what we would contrast there, that means we're not acting on behalf of society, we're not acting on behalf of the social good, we're not acting as Democrats, with fellow Democrats to figure out how to make our world together, rule the powers that human beings generate together. So there's a whole lot missing when you reduce the world to Homo economicus.
So that then what follows from that is that there implicitly there is a denial of what is the common good.
Yes, well, the classic neoliberal understanding is that we achieve a common good by simply pursuing our own interests. Neoclassical understanding is that we achieve a common good by pursuing our individual interests. Neoliberalism complicates this a bit by staying with the idea that nothing is gained from states or a ruling class or any other organized entity imposing a common good. And in fact, a great deal is lost. The neoliberal understanding is that when that happens, not only does it flirt with a totalitarian impulse, some dictate from on high for everybody about what's good, but it also disrupts markets. So the idea in the neoliberal understanding is that markets sort everything, and especially through the mechanism of price, and that the best possible outcomes for the common, as it were, are achieved through the pricing mechanism, through market outcomes. So a neoliberal would say, oh no, there's a common good. It's whatever the market delivers. And many of us would retort, well, what the market has delivered is a climate disaster, extreme inequality, extreme precarity for those who have been thrown out of what were social safety nets, and a disastrous world in terms of what we might call the collapse of infrastructure, the loss of things that can only be produced at the level of state or collective action, and that markets have not delivered the best of all possible worlds. I chose this word purposely, the demos, because it's at the root of our word democracy, to suggest that one of the other effects of neoliberalism, besides catastrophic environmental collapse and climate change, besides gross inequalities, besides profound social disruption and despair. But one of the other effects of neoliberalism has been the disintegration of a democratic people. So when I say neoliberalism has been undoing the demos, it literally disintegrates a democratic people into little bits of human capital and entrepreneurs, each pursuing their own thing, and the possibility of democratic deliberation, compromise, formation grows more and more remote. I mean, citizenship, if it has any political meaning, is more or less reduced to voting. Most neoliberals don't take out after democracy directly to the degree that we would say a neo-fascist would, but they do reduce it radically. It's not about participation, and it's certainly not about legislation. So the important thing here is to understand that neoliberals like Hayek and like Milton Friedman understood that legislating the good, whether it's in the form of welfare states or social justice or anything else, is always flirting with totalitarianism and with market disruptions. So the value of a citizen is not to argue for or seek state transformations or state projects that enact the good, but simply to vote for this or that leader, nothing more. And leaders in turn are simply to facilitate market societies, economic growth, the production of new markets in new fields previously occupied by a state or by social projects.